talking about Vegas, trips to the Grand Canyon, and everything in between. We've got Lisa Roberson with the Chronicle Telegram here in studio with us on our local beat with Lisa, brought to you by Vandermark Jewelers. Lisa, how are you?
I'm doing well. How are you? You seem to get the update of my family every single week.
I do, but that's all right. It's good stuff, though. I enjoy it. I enjoy it every Tuesday. And, you know, this, I guess it's more or less a dream right now to go to Vegas. You and I have different ideas. Matt Douglas is already there. He's living the life of luxury out there right now. I don't know if you and Matt are friends on Facebook, but I saw him post something the other day. There was this weird chocolate fountain he was following, and he took like a 40-second video of that. And then
I've been to the place where there's a chocolate fountain.
How does that thing work? We were looking at the video of that, and we were like, where does this lead to exactly? It's like you look up, and it's like you look up and you see the glass ceiling. You can see the chocolate flowing. It's weird.
Yeah, well, it's a restaurant that they have out in Vegas that kind of, it's all about chocolate and all of the different aspects of meals you can have with chocolate.
Interesting. Okay. Yeah, see, I was intrigued watching the video. And I really wasn't quite sure how that worked. He just showed a 40-second video of it, and I kind of got lost halfway through, and I got jealous thinking he's in Vegas, I'm not, so I just stopped watching. But all of Lisa's appearances are brought to you by the fine folks at Vandermark Jewelers. You know where Vandermark is. Vandermark is located in Elyria, East Broad Street, near the hospital. Vandermark Jewelers, a trusted name in jewelry. I told you about my wonderful experience at Vandermark Jewelers. I saw Bob Vandermark earlier today. They're gearing up for Valentine's Day, which, believe it or not, is not that far away. Well, we'll get down to business here, Lisa. A lot of interesting stories that you covered throughout the course of the week. And one that seems to be kind of developing right now is the one that deals with the electronic classrooms of tomorrow. That is coming to a close and closing as we speak. What are some of the challenges that lie ahead for the students involved and, more importantly, the parents involved?
Well, one of the advantages of the electronic classroom of tomorrow, ECOT is what is known by many families, is that it's an online public school, so students can be in the comfort of their own homes, and they can, you know, take classes in that fashion. You know, for some reason or another, for many families, traditional public school doesn't work for whatever reason, medical or whatnot, that keeps them out of the building. And so ECOT and other public online schools or where they want to go. With this one closing, it's about 12,000 students across the state that are now looking for new schools. In Elyria, that's several hundred. You know, Elyria Schools has about 150 kids who go to ECOT. Lorain has about 140. So these kids are going to be looking for new schools very soon.
Wow. I was going to ask you how many kids are involved. And it's interesting how, why like now? Like, why January 23rd are we talking about it? When you talk about some of these programs, it just seems like the timing is interesting. Usually when something like that shuts down, it seems like it would be more common for that to shut down at the end of the school year.
Well, they've been having this battle with the Ohio Department of Education, the state, over funding, over attendance records. It's this long political battle that's been raging in Columbus, and ECOT lost its sponsor, and without a sponsor, you can't operate a charter school, so they effectively had to close. The sponsor pulled its, you know, sponsorship because ECOT said it was going to be running out of money because the state is requiring them to pay back millions of dollars because they said they received millions of dollars erroneously because of false attendance records. So ECOT was just kind of, you know, caught in this thing where it's the middle of the school year, and so now parents have to find something else for their children.
That's obviously a very, very difficult challenge that lies ahead for the students and for the parents, no question about that. I want to transition from that into a story I know that we've discussed before, but now it sounds like that sale is 100% final. Macy's sale, that is, to Johnny K's Power Sports. What are the details of this sale, and I guess what kind of a timeline are we looking at here?
Well, the building sold for $625,000. It finally transferred earlier this month on January the 9th. And, you know, Johnny K said that the moment they were going to finish this sale, they wanted to get started immediately to kind of start the renovations and move into this building. They hope by the June at the latest.
Okay, so that's obviously very, very quick. So they're not going to tear that structure down. They're going to stay with the existing structure? Is that?
Yes, it's my understanding that they'll stay with the existing structure and do a lot of renovations to make it work for them. I've not seen any plans yet of what they want to do specifically. But I understand they do want to keep the Macy's building. They like the building. They like the property. They like where it's located at. So that'll be a perfect location for their new headquarters.
We're talking with Lisa Roberson of the Chronicle Telegram and our local beat with Lisa, brought to you by Vandermark Jewelers. I wanted to close out on this, too, because there are a number of questions I have. This was a really cool story. with the Elyria sixth graders who had the chance to become movie producers. And this, there were some pictures taken. Looked like the kids were having a wonderful time. For those that didn't have a chance to catch up on this, what went behind these sixth graders essentially becoming movie producers and learning how to use that movie producing, the movie producing software?
Well, this was a partnership between Elyria Schools and this Cleveland-based organization called Center for the Arts Inspired Learning, and the Community Foundation was provided the funding for it. And so this year, all of the sixth graders in Elyria Schools have been working with artists and residents who have been helping them create these videos. And the videos are just, there was such a wide range of topics for the videos. You know, one person had a video that was about bullying, and another person wanted to touch on like a superhero myth, and there was a lot of Greek mythology, and there was, you know, someone else wanted to look at DNA, how DNA is used to solve crime. So kids were able to write the script, pick the images, do the voiceovers, and kind of all put it together. It was really cool.
That's really awesome stuff. So they had the chance to take a look at this software, and they had a chance to kind of mix it up a little bit. And see, I think that's a cool thing for kids too, because when you watch a movie, you don't really understand how it all comes together. You just assume that all of a sudden actors come out there, they do their thing, and somebody's got a video camera, and boom, you have a movie. It's pretty simple. Well, as you film it and as you look at it, as you edit it, you find out all that goes into it. What was the reaction of some of the kids after seeing the finished product?
The kids really love seeing the finished products. And when they were working with some of their art teachers, they said they would come up with 10 and 15 minutes of, you know, what they thought their finished product would be. And the teacher was saying, no, we need to take this down to about 90 to 120 seconds. And so they got a crash course in editing real quick, because they had to take all of this footage and condense it down. And so, of course, it helps you with the storytelling process of being able to take some of this information, you know, so much information, and narrow it down to exactly what you want to say. They really loved it. They loved seeing their name on the big screen at Elyria's Performing Arts Center. And, you know, they liked having their parents there, and it was really enjoyable.
That would be a really fun experience for a sixth grader to be able to see their movie, the one they put together, up on that big screen. Of the ones that you saw, I mean, you mentioned some of the ideas that you remembered. What were like the top two that you can remember? Because those are some really cool ones. You know, some kids that were inspired to do something on bullying. You mentioned that some of the kids decided to go the superhero route. What were some of the favorites that you saw?
One of my favorites was the last video that was shown. It was a kind of a story of a woman who was raised in a difficult home, and she wanted to set out on her own path and find her own way. The storytelling in that one piece was just amazing. I mean, actually, I want to, you know, find the script writers for that particular piece, because they can have a job at the Chronicle Telegram. The story writing was just that brilliant.
So wait, they wrote the stories, and then they essentially produced it. They edited them all down to, you said, what, 90 seconds? These are very, very
90 seconds, 2 minutes tops.
That's awesome. That's really cool. So they had a chance to write the script, edit it all down. They got a piece of just about every aspect of it, it sounds like.
Yeah, they did. And so, you know, they were able to work with the software, and the teachers really loved it, because, you know, you think that we are at this technological age where students are just all on computers, and they said there's a lot of skills that students are lacking with computers. You know, they just go to computers to kind of passively be involved, or watching videos, or like scrolling the internet. But with this new online testing, they need students to be able to manipulate software, to be able to write in that capacity online, to be able to answer questions. So this kind of really helped reinforce that for them.
Very cool stuff. Well, before we let you go, as we always do when we wrap up, what kinds of stories do you have in the hopper for this coming week?
This week we'll have several stories about the heroin epidemic in our community. Several organizations are, you know, receiving funding, opening programs, having programs aimed at parents that give them more information. We're going to also be touching on food insecurity and some of the struggles that people have in the community and feed their families. So there are going to be two really heavy topics that we hope that we can dive into.
Very cool stuff. Well, we look forward to diving into those when you come back in studio next week. Lisa, always a pleasure to have you in studio. Thanks for stopping by.
Thanks so much.